On the show today, we have Desert Financial Credit Union's Chief Marketing Officer, Kathy Graham, talking about that commercial they made for the Super Bowl that's created a huge buzz in our industry, starring Alice Cooper. So you got to check this one out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a very special program. I'm very excited about this interview. We have Desert Financial's Chief Marketing Officer, Kathy Graham, in the studio, or not the, well, in our virtual studios, let's put it that way. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you guys have just put out the commercial of all commercials in the credit union industry. This is, I mean, I saw this and I was just busting up laughing, but it's also a really good commercial too. It's not just humor and just kind of a novelty type thing. It's actually really well done. And it's, and I'm going to cut to the chase here. It's kind of based on, because you guys recently changed your name from Desert Schools to Desert Financial. And so this commercial is all based on the name change, and you brought in, of all people, Alice Cooper, and he sang his iconic song, Schools Out. So my thing is like, how did this idea come about? What was going on at your credit union?
Well, we were working on the rebrand, and we're fortunate enough to be in a decent-sized market where media advertising makes a ton of sense for us. And I think last year our agency said, hey, there's some local Super Bowl airtime available. Would you want to run one of your ads? And we were like, But then when we were working on the rebrand, I thought, we're going to do that this time because we changed our name January 1st. Super Bowl is at the beginning of February. Mm-hmm. So I met with my boss, the CEO, and I said, we're doing a legit Super Bowl ad. We're going to do it. We're going to do something. It's got to stand out. It's not just running our regular normal ad in the Super Bowl. We need to do something big. And so I got his support, which was fantastic.
Right on.
I also told him if we don't get complaints, we didn't try hard enough to be bold, and God love him. He was like, all right, okay, we'll do it. So it was just this idea, okay, we want to do something for the Super Bowl. It's the one time where you know that a majority of your market is watching the same thing, and most of those people are watching the commercials. So mm-hmm. It just made a ton of sense.
Yep.
So just tossing a bunch of different ideas around and, we could do this, we could do that. And then I was driving home from work one day, and I listened to the radio while I'm driving, and I was like, oh my gosh, we could have Alice Cooper sing Schools Out because it's so perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Literally making the word schools out of our name. So once that idea came up, it just exploded. And Alice Cooper is local.
He is.
High school persona. He raised his family here. He's still here. He's very well known locally. He does a ton of work in the community with his foundation. Mm-hmm. And so for the Valley, for where we are, you know, Alice Cooper is seen as a very good, you know, community neighbor.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Community. And so everything just aligned. It was kind of meant to be.
Wow, that's so cool that worked out for you. I had no idea he was a local there, so that makes even more sense. So was there any, I mean, because my next question was like, was there any fear that this might not go over well with members or even, you know, consumers in the area? But it sounds like since he's so well known and actually well respected in the community, there was no fear there.
Oh, there was fear.
Oh.
We worked really hard to mitigate the fear.
Okay.
People wouldn't get it. So I was super happy when you said you were laughing. It was meant to be
funny. Yeah.
He's a showman. He puts on over-the-top shows, and he's in on the joke. You know, it's meant to kind of just be really over-the-top. And so there was a fear of, are people going to get it? We started as a credit union for teachers. That's how we, you know, over 75 years ago, mm-hmm. that's how we started. And so taking the word schools out of our name, even outside of the Super Bowl commercial, we were concerned. We didn't want to send a message to teachers that we no longer cared about them or supported them or schools. Just by changing our name, we were worried. And then we're like, oh, let's have a guillotine and Alice Cooper cutting our name in half and then throwing the word schools. Yes, and teachers might get pretty upset about that.
Yeah.
But the response has been absolutely great.
Oh, awesome.
But I said there was a lot of fear, and we really worked to mitigate it. we kind of faced the challenge head on and said, okay, let's assume that some teachers are going to be upset, and let's assume some members are even going to be upset. What can we do in advance, to kind of mitigate that? Mm-hmm. So for the teachers, we made sure that we built a web page that talked about our continued support of schools and teachers and everything that we do to support them. And then there's something that we're doing right now in addition. So in January, we took 2 cents for every debit card transaction that our members did. And our members do about 6 million debit card transactions a month. And we set funds aside, and our branches are just wrapping up this week. Each branch, and we have 45 branches, mm-hmm. they are picking a school close to them and hosting a teacher wow. appreciation month.
Oh, so my gosh.
We wanted to make sure that if somebody came in or called and said, you don't care about teachers anymore, that we could say, you know what, we absolutely
yep.
do. Here's a very real way that we're demonstrating mm-hmm. that. Because we wanted to not just say it, we wanted to walk the walk.
Sure.
And so our branches have done an amazing job, and teachers are so appreciative, and our branches are not wasting any of the money. So they buy the lunch, and then if there's money left over, they're like, they need a new microwave, or they need chairs. And so getting supplies for the schools as well. So I would say the teachers are feeling some love from us right now, even though we chopped schools out of the off the wall. I think our actions outside of the Super Bowl
yeah.
making them know that we still care very much.
Well, and I think if you have half a brain, you get the joke. It's very tongue in cheek, and I think it's, and again, I think it's really well done, and I think teachers would get it, and anybody else, again, would get it as well. So I don't think there's any fear there. My question is like, so how did you guys get Alice Cooper, and how did you present the idea to him?
Well, so the idea came about in, I think, August. And so we're like, oh, he's local, right? This is going to be easy. He was on a world tour.
Oh,
he was on a world tour until December 7th or 8th.
Oh, wow.
I was talking to him, like, what are the tour dates? He was in Brazil. He was in Japan.
Wow.
He was in the U.S. as well. But I was like, oh, my gosh, his tour doesn't end until the beginning of December. How are we even going to make this happen? Mm-hmm. So our agency, Anderson Advertising, the owner of the agency was on a mission. He contacted Alice's wife. He contacted Alice's He contacted the head of the foundation. He contacted his manager in Los Angeles. And he was relentless, which was awesome. So
yeah.
It's hard to try to get a hold of a rock star while they're on tour.
A little bit.
Kind of. Tired. It probably took a couple of months, probably 2 months of trying. Once Alice Cooper heard the concept, mm-hmm. he was in.
Okay.
He was absolutely in. Yeah. So then it was a matter of, can we shoot in December and still have everything? Can we have it on the level that we want it to be?
Mm-hmm. What were your goals in producing? Obviously, the idea is great, and it's catchy, and it gets a lot of attention. But what were your goals in producing and airing this commercial during the Super Bowl? What did you guys want to achieve here?
With regard to the rebrand, we've kind of had a mantra with regard to the marketing. And our mantra was, we're going to make it impossible for people in the Valley to ignore us. That was our goal. We want to get in front of as many people as possible. We want them to know that we've changed our name and that they can come in and open an account or get a loan.
Right on. That sounds simple enough. And you said member reaction has been just fantastic, and I'm sure the community and stuff was like, I'm sure it got a lot of attention.
It did. So we shared it with our team, with the employees the week before, and I was sweating. I was nervous that day. The best idea or a horrible idea. So the communication went out, and I came out of a meeting, and an employee in the building who I don't even know came up and high-fived me. He's like, that was a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay. Yeah.
We had great response from employees, which was great. And then we gave them all talking points, let them know that the ad did not cost $1 million. If a member asks this, or if you get a complaint about this, here's what you can say.
Mm-hmm.
So the night of the Super Bowl, I'm watching, and the ad runs, and I immediately go to Twitter, and I'm like, okay, I want to see all the hate.
Yeah.
That's where the hate was on Twitter. And it was fascinating because there was just so much love for the ad. What we didn't realize is because we're local, Alice Cooper is local, and people are watching the Super Bowl for ads, there was this hometown pride that there was a great Super Bowl ad from a local organization. Mm-hmm. So if you were an employee of Desert Financial that night, when the ad ran, your phone blew up. Everybody
Oh, I bet.
Texting you, oh my God, I just signed Super Bowl. Hey, that's us. And our members were like, yeah, you know, that's my credit union, that's my bank. And then even people that don't have a relationship was like, that's my hometown. So there's just this amazing local pride aspect over anticipated that people just felt like the ad represented us in the valley. So we had tons of people saying, best Super Bowl ad of the night was a local credit union. I'm not objective. It was the Super Bowl ad of the night. But I cannot make that. But we had people that felt like it was a local ad that didn't feel local. Phoned in at all. Didn't feel like we skipped on the production quality or anything like that.
Yep.
So people were proud of it. It just amazing.
How was, I mean, speaking of the production, how was the production? How was it working with Alice Cooper and his folks and getting the whole credit union concept together and all? How was that whole process?
The process was fantastic. What I thought was amazing is that when the concept was shared, we have a long-term partnership with our advertising agency. I consider them to be practically an extension of the marketing team, which is great.
Yeah.
So we talked to them about, here's the idea. And then they started shopping it out for local production companies and looking for talent and looking for a director. Everyone who became part of this brought their A game. So it was an idea, and I think it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But every single person took it and went, how can I make it better? How can I make it better?
Yeah.
Our agency, you know, I verbally said, here's my concept. And then a couple weeks later, they came in and they pitched me the script. I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing. I was crying. I was like, can we really do that? Can I? Because my whole thing is saying over and over, I want a fireball. I want a fire thing. This has to be memorable. It's not enough just to have Alice Cooper in it.
Right.
It has to be big. So I literally was like, is this Christmas Day? Because the script they wrote was great. The production company and the agency, they watched tons of footage of Alice Cooper concerts and shows. So they built in a studio, they built what looked like the inside of a branch with an Alice Cooper stage in it. And when he came to the set that morning, he was blown away. He said, this looks like it could be on an Alice Cooper tour.
Right on.
So that made everybody so excited. He was just going and looking at, you know, the details, and there were some creepy Victorian dolls. And where did you get that? You know, I gotta get one of those. We need that on our next tour. So I'll tell you a funny story. There was only one thing he didn't like. I think whoever put the stage together, the microphone in the center of the stage, they had tied a lot of scarves to it. And Alice Cooper came in and he goes, that's Aerosmith.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Fucking out of here.
Yeah.
He loved everything. And then Steven Tyler, that's not Alice Cooper. But I think the care that was taken to really make this something relevant to Alice Cooper is what made it a really good spot. Mm-hmm. And I think he was really excited that people got him and that there was a lot of care to make sure it was done right, that it was that way that he would be proud of. So that everybody just brought it. And, you know, a good idea poorly executed is not great, but a good idea that everybody says, how can we make it better? This was a dream project. I don't know that it could ever be topped. People keep, what's next? I'm like, please don't
ask me. Well, that was my last question. But before...
Hey, if you think of anything, let me know.
I will. Okay, I will. Now, I mean, because my next question is like, I mean, the who or what's next is my last question. But my next one is like, what does this commercial say about credit union advertising today? Because you guys have certainly upped the ante here. So I think this might be infectious in a good way throughout the industry. So, I mean, what do you say? What do you think it says about advertising from credit unions now?
Well, I think it just is a message that, you know, let's show people that we're approachable. We have a sense of humor. we're not B of A. You know, we can do fun stuff.
Exactly.
You know, if it comes from a credit union, it just it can't. can. We can do something like that. Mm-hmm. It can be really cool, and it can be something that people grab a hold of and they're proud of. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people shared it or, you know, sent a link to somebody else. But just today we were looking at some of our PR results, and there's a website in Belgium that has the link to the ad on it, and it's gotten 1.6 million views.
What?
Wow. So it's kind of crazy.
You've gone global, Kathy. You're international now. Wow. Well done. All right, now my last question is, who's next? I mean, what's next? Because I'm thinking, gosh, Ozzy Osbourne, Billy Idol, Kiss maybe? What's next?
I don't know, because I think the beauty of the ad was it was highly relevant. Every piece of it was relevant.
Yeah.
The song was relevant to the nature of the name change. The artist that was chosen was relevant because he's a local in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it makes sense to do something with somebody else. Yeah, I don't know. I think it would have to be the right person for the movement.
Yeah, it sounds like it was very serendipitous. Everything kind of fell into place, and everything it just all worked out really, really well. So and the results speak for themselves. So it's just a really well done production, and it sounds like Alice was great to work with, and you guys did a great job, and everybody's image just went sky high in this. So
Super Bowl Sunday was Alice Cooper's 70th birthday.
Oh, wow.
He was doing the birthday party for, you know, his friends locally. And we've heard from several people who were at the party that, you know, they're watching the Super Bowl, celebrating his birthday. When the ad ran, there was just like thunderous.
Yeah.
I thought it was how cool on his 70th birthday. But it was kind of like, you know, a gift to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of community. So I agree, it was totally serendipitous. You could try to plan something like this, but it just felt like something that was meant to be. And the response has been unbelievable. We were looking at social media, and the sentiment around all of the posts around the Super Bowl ad was 90% positive.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear part two, if there's one around the corner. Maybe Alice will be up for a part two. Who knows? Yeah. So, well, congratulations, Kathy, on a very successful commercial. And there was a lot of hard work put into it, but everything fell into place. And again, the results speak for themselves. So congrats on that. And I think you guys have definitely raised the bar in the advertising realm for credit unions. And I hope a lot more credit unions kind of follow suit. Sounds like it's definitely a good thing.
It's a good investment for sure.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well, Kathy, we'll keep up the good work there in the desert there, and I look forward to checking back in, see how things are going, and what else you guys got cooking up there in your advertising lab.
All right, well, just give us a call anytime.
You got it. All right, thanks again, Kathy. Appreciate the time.
All right, take care.
You too.